Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome again to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 64, The Unreal World of Civilized Sports, for the week of July 6th, 2008.
Hello, I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709.
And I am Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow. This week we'll be talking about Rock Band 2 rumors, and boy, there are a lot of them. 60-gig hard drive rumors. R6V2, that's Rainbow Six Vegas 2, Fan Pack, DLC, and our favorite here at Xbox Podcast, Viva Pinata 2. We have three features: a Battlefield Bad Company achievement chip.
Achievement
tip. And then
we feeding them now?
Chip. I don't know what I'm thinking. Chips, Lays, I don't know. Anyways, and then your questions in our community update section. Mark, you want to tell us about our podcast gamer card?
Yeah, we are currently over 600,000. On our Xbox Podcast Gamer Card, we're trying to get to 1 million gamer score. So if you'd like to join our game card, just take yourself to xboxpodcast.com. You'll see the gamer card underneath Kyle's and mine on the right-hand side of our page. You just click on it, and you can add yourself to it.
Sweet. Well, since we're recording a little bit early because the July 4th holiday, we're still obviously have a show out. I don't think we have any Beat Up the Host news to report on. So let's get to it and start this week's top stories.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
Well, all right. Kyle, I am stoked. I know you're going to be stoked about this. And,
dude, I'm ready.
I think you probably I figured you'd say something and complain that I stole the story from you, but
yeah.
But that's all right.
Don't worry.
I got Rock Band 2 news, and you know how we love Rock Band 2 around here. And basically, it's being reported that Rock Band 2 will ship with not 58 songs, not 60, not even 70, but 80 songs in the main set list.
Wow. And Wing, how many songs were on Rock Band, just the regular
58
version?
58.
See, that's
yeah, significant jump. Nice. And all I'm asking is that I'm hoping that the developers do not put in another endless set list achievement, because it took about 4.5 hours to do the 58 songs from the first game.
When I sent you that email today, had you seen that news story before?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm old news, but we both had the same comment about the endless set list. I don't think I could sit there by myself with my microphone and guitar and play the endless set list, because I know if I let my brother play, it'd be like, wow, just stop. You're
yeah.
bad. But 80 songs, that's gonna be crazy. So
yeah.
Good luck, Wing. Maybe, you know what, since I don't know if it's confirmed, but the online world tour, dude.
Oh, you know we're having the Xbox Podcast band.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah,
and
of course, you're gonna sing, and you can play drums also, and I'll play guitar.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it. And also, we got a little taste. We got a little sampling of some of the tracks that are gonna come with Rock Band 2. So I'm gonna run down this list and. We have Panic Attack by Dream Theater or Finger 11, but I do believe it's going to be the Dream Theater version. Chop Suey by System of a Down.
Oh, my goodness.
Give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away now by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Everlong by the Foo Fighters. You can never get too much Foo Fighters. Kids in America by Kim Wilde. I find this very funny. This is an old song, and I'm very surprised this is in Rock Band, but it brought back some memories, and I used to like the song when I was young and stupid, but anyways.
We can play it now.
Ace of Spades by Motorhead, which will be awesome to play. Hello There by Cheap Trick. Any Way You Want It by Journey. Yeah. And a lot of people will be happy about this. Pinball Wizard by The Who. One Step Closer by Linkin Park. Peace Sells by Megadeth. Testify by Rage Against the Machine. American Woman by The Guess Who. White Wedding by Billy Idol. You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette. Aqualung by Jethro Tull. Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. Drain You by Nirvana. Man in the Box by Alice in Chains. Great tune. Spoon Man by Soundgarden. Another great tune. And We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's. So
we got the
I know
beat.
You're excited, Kyle.
We got the beat. Yeah. Well, since you technically stole my news story because I probably saw it first. I don't care when you saw it, but I still saw it first. So I'm going to kind of like insert some news under your story to kind of like
what,
beef it up
on,
a little bit.
What, September 20th release date, 15 million paid downloads, 360-time exclusive, something like that?
Well, I also got another like hidden quote-unquote Ace of Spades in my sleeve because I figured that you'd do that. So I'm going to go through slowly and say that one more time for this to sink in, and then I got something else to slide in there. Because probably our viewers, if they're Rock Band enthusiasts, that they've probably already picked up on this. But there is a release date. It was the first thing that came out before the leaked Rock Band 2 songs. September 2008, and you cannot pre-order it from what I've seen because I would have put all my money down already on this game. This game's going to be awesome. But it is looking at GameSpot has the game slated for a September 30th release date. So end of September. Of course, that's just probably a rough ballpark guess. But 15 million DLC downloads, paid DLC downloads. That's ridiculous. And that September 30th date is going to be only for the 360, and the PS3/Wii Rock Band 2 will be released at a later date. So the 360 has a timed exclusive. And so here's my two little insert, because I figured you'd steal that stuff too. Is that in Rock Band 2, there's going to be more female lead songs. So, I got a couple comments about that playing with different people. Like, oh, man, there's only like four female lead vocalists in the song. So there's going to be a lot more of that. And obviously, you could probably pick it out from the song list that we gave you. And also, the full 80... tracks will be released at E3. So I'm sure we'll go through the full 80 track list once it's released for our E3 podcast. But
without a doubt.
Anyways, as much as I don't like to move on, I think we shall.
Well, real quick, and it's not Rock Band related, but before you get into your next tune, I did want to state to let all our wonderful fans know that we have interviewed some people for the third host position, and we pretty much got it nailed down, but we're not going to release any names today, but we haven't even notified the person yet, but so probably we're hoping on the next episode that this new host will be joining us, so definitely wanted to bring you up to date on.
And I'll give you guys a hint on who it might be. His last name is Gates, and he just retired from Microsoft.
Yeah.
So he decided to step down from Microsoft just to fill this opening for Xbox Podcast. So just hopefully you can figure that out. No, I'm just kidding. But it'd be cool if that happened. All right, moving right along. My story is also another rumor. Seems like a lot of rumors were going out around this week with E3 just around the corner. It's been pretty crazy.
Big time rumor week.
But what I got here is on the 360 price cut that I talked about last week, bringing the Pro price down to $299, there's a rumor that that could be its permanent price for the 20 gig, only because there might be a new SKU on the loose for the Xbox 360. So what could that be? Well, they're planning on, and of course this is a rumor from Ars Technica, claims that Microsoft will be releasing a 60 gig 360 that will roll out sometime in July. So that would take that $349 price, and until they sell out of the 20 gigs, it would stay at that $299 price, and the 20 gig SKU would be discontinued. So that could be one of their aces that they talk about at E3, would be the Xbox 360 60 gig version, and then probably another ace would be Rock Band 2 being a timed exclusive. But if your box locks up or something like that, and you have like a Best Buy protection plan on it, I would say you wait till the 20 gigs go out and say your box red ringed. If not, help it along. But that's not
right. That.
I think Wing, you're gonna do that, aren't you?
I'm just hoping mine limps through until all the 60 gigs are in.
Okay.
And I'm heading over.
Because yours is on its last leg there, from what I hear.
Yeah, my baby's struggling a little bit.
And I wish you had mine. My 360, because boy, I haven't had any problems with it, and I've carried it around everywhere, taken it to school, done everything with it for the last 3 years, and nothing's gone wrong with it. So keep my fingers crossed, because I think my warranty's out, but because I've had it since launch. But anyway, so look for that if you're on the edge about buying a 360 or want to upgrade the hard drive. Hopefully they'll sell that 60 gig hard drive separate and make it a good price that I can buy it, because 20 gigs is starting to be a little on the low side for all the stuff that I have. So anyways, that's my story. So we'll definitely have more information, I assume, on this come E3 time. But Mark, why don't you take it away?
Well, I'm going to take us off the rumor mill, and I'm going to go right into something that's available right now. In fact, it came out today. I've already grabbed it. I've already been playing it. And hoorah! This has been a great week for Rainbow Six Vegas 2 players. Ubisoft has... First of all, there was a game update. And the game update gave us brand new aces. It topped out at level 20. Now it goes to level 99. And every time you hit another level of aces, gives you 5,000 experience points. Well, that experience points, of course, is no good if you're already elite, but that's not the case, because the game update has now expanded the ranks from elite to elite 99. In fact, it was great when I put the game in the other day, got the game update, game loaded up, it says, congratulations, you've achieved a new rank of elite 1, because I was already an elite, and then it says... Immediately after that, it said, congratulations, you've achieved Elite 5 status. And then I was only about 6,000 experience points from Elite 6, which I hit tonight. Woohoo! So,
you got a long ways to go, buddy.
Long ways to 99, yep. But aces, I'm like in the 40s in my aces levels, so. But they'll help you. They'll help me rank up pretty quick. So that'll help.
Dang.
But the other piece was what came out today was the what they call the Fan Pack DLC. And it's now available as a free download from the marketplace. This was also, earlier in the week, was being called the Fan Pack, but it is it's right now on marketplace. They are calling it the Gift Pack. It has three new maps and some other extras and upgrades. The maps that they've included, one of them is a favorite from the original Rainbow Six Vegas game called Calypso Casino. It's the exact same map. It hasn't been changed.
I remember that.
They've just done a little, I think, some lighting to that one. And the other two are redos that are already in the game, but they've made them dark versions. So it's Murder Town Dark and CQB Training Dark. And I'll tell you what, Murder Town has got to be the hardest map to play, even during the daytime. And we were playing it tonight on the dark, and it was kicking our behind. So the download is 293 meg in size. You will notice some little changes like grenades, and you can see when someone tosses a grenade now, there's like an icon that pops on the screen, shows you kind of which way it's going. If it's a flash, you know, you'll actually see the actual, you know, what type of grenade a person threw. So it's kind of cool. They made some little tweaks and adjustments to things, and it's real nice. So, and it's free. You got to love free, so.
Oh, yeah. Definitely got to love free.
But that's it.
Sweet. I never picked up Rainbow Six Vegas 2. I don't know why. Never played it.
Oh, I love that game, dude.
I know. I know you do.
You really should get it.
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's too late for me to actually get into it.
Nah, I'll still co-op with you through the entire campaign. I'll take you through realistic, man.
I might fall asleep on you.
It's all right, I'll carry you through.
I remember the only time I've ever fallen asleep while playing video games with someone was with you on Rainbow Six Vegas co-op, because it was the exact same thing as the single player, so why would I want to do that?
You know what, you're giving it a bad rep. It was really late, you were tired.
Okay, whatever. All right, well, you know what? Something I won't fall asleep playing?
What's that?
That's Viva Pinata. And we've talked a lot about Viva Pinata in the past, and I actually say that I can actually say that I've played the first one, Viva Pinata, and it was a little, you know, it was interesting. Definitely Rare has dived into the dumpster. From their Perfect Dark Elite status to their, oh my goodness, what are they doing? But, Mark, didn't you somehow get Viva Pinata and Viva Pinata Party Animals just randomly? It just kind of was at your front door one day? It's a pretty crazy story, right?
Yeah, it was a straight crazy story because I got a box appeared on my doorstep one day, and I'm like, oh, great, there's my order from Amazon. See, because a couple weeks prior, Brun was so kind to send me a gift card to Amazon for my birthday. So I went ahead and I ordered the Lego Star Wars Complete Collection and the Lego Star Wars Indiana Jones. And I'm like, sweet, there it is. So I go get a knife, I rip open the box, and I'm staring at Viva Pinata. And I'm like, what? What's going on? And then I look at the front of the box, and I see that it happens to be from a certain moronic cow.
Yep. So. And also, there was another game taped under Viva Pinata, wasn't there?
There was Viva Pinata Party Animals.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist. I will say I was going to include a third game under there. And give you Vampire Rain, but I don't know if I wanted to, you know, slap you in the face too much. But what was the other, like, quote-unquote real gift that I did give you?
The Microsoft Chat Pad, which I have attached to my controller, and I'm actually trying to leave it on there and learn to play with it. So that way I won't have to send you audio messages, which you don't like and don't listen to anyway, so...
Shh, don't tell everybody that. So, now I'm going to get a bunch of audio messages and be like, hey, Kyle, what's up? But
so when people see me playing Viva Pinata, I'm only playing it because I don't want to hurt Kyle's feelings.
I told him that he could sell it if he wanted to. But
I'm going for the achievement points, man. I'm going to get them.
Okay, well, you enjoy. I want you, when you play it, I want you to come back and I want you to tell us how it is, because I want your opinion on it. Because it's one of those games where it's like, I can't believe I'm playing this and I can't believe it's associated with my gamer card forever. But at the same time, it like draws you in, and then when other random pinatas start eating your pinatas, then it just, it's horrible. It's
well,
hard.
Well, I remember I did play the demo before, and I actually played it a lot longer than I thought I would. And it was kind of like, I don't know why, because I really didn't enjoy the game, yet I kept playing it. And I really don't know why. So,
yeah, that's kind of how I was, because it was kind of like monotonous and boring. But yet, I was like, oh, I need to go play the 360. And then I turned it on, and Viva Pinata was there. So, but yeah, I never played Party Animals, so that will be interesting to hear from also. But some game that I might play, which is probably not, but Viva Pinata sequel will release the 1st of September, first week of September. Earlier today, which is Thursday, Microsoft narrowed down Viva Pinata Trouble in Paradise. Oh, so vague September 2008 release date to the actual dates. Pending any unforeseen delays caused by uncooperative... I can't pronounce these names. They're actually pinatas in the game.
Or Buzzlegums.
Horstatios or Buzzlegum. Buzzlegums was the easy one. I couldn't get past the first one. They can and do get out of hand, and boy, do they. That's not a lie. That release date will be September 2nd for those in North America, and for Europeans a few days later on September 5th. So, look forward to hopefully a cheaper game, because this is rumored along with the Banjo-Kazooie 3. Is that it? To be $39.99.
Yep. But I think that's a mistake on the site, on that company's website.
I think it was GameStop.
I think that's
right?
A mistake.
I think it will go back up to $59.99, but that would be interesting. If that really is the price for it, Wing, we need to at least game fly it and play co-op. I don't know how co-op would work with Viva Pinata,
but we
need to do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's enough about that game. So let's hit some announcements and go into our favorite topic of the week, the weekly feature.
Thanks to CashFly, you are able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting, start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, well, we're starting out this week's feature. We're going to talk about Unreal Tournament 3. And basically, UT3 marks the return of the world's premier first-person shooter to the Xbox 360. The full power of the Unreal Engine 3 is unleashed, taking graphics, gameplay, and challenge to a whole new level. Players engage in intense battles with other human players online or against Unreal artificial intelligence that sets the industry standard. With the most powerful futuristic weapons and vehicles available, this is first-person shooter action at its best. Now, again, here we go. Here we start our wonderful feature list. And again, Kyle, did you know the number one feature of this game is next-gen gaming?
Next-gen gaming. Bom, bom, bom.
Unparalleled graphical and physical realism from the award-winning Unreal Engine 3 technology delivers the most compelling first-person shooter experience to date. online and offline.
I would probably have to disagree with that. I haven't even played the game, and I guarantee you it won't be the most compelling first-person shooter experience to date.
It'll be the fastest.
Yeah, I've never played an Unreal tournament, so I'm looking forward to testing this one out.
They're very, very fast-paced.
I know, that's what I'm worried about it, because I'm a little slower when it comes to video games, so...
Yeah.
I might take my time and...
I would rather play Unreal on a PC with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, hopefully they've adapted the controller pretty well for it, so we'll see.
The next thing is vast arsenal of weapons. You can detonate your opponent from a distance with the ever-popular shock rifle or blast away at close range with the flat cannon. There's over 24 upgraded and enhanced weapons, and vehicles are provided. There's a new single-player campaign. The Necris invasion has begun, and your clan was one of the first to be slaughtered. Head to the front lines and join this epic battle. Defend humanity while taking your revenge. You get to fight side-by-side with or compete against new and returning characters from the Unreal universe, all with enhanced abilities and distinct personalities. And all the award-winning online features of previous Unreal Tournament games are included, along with seamless loading of servers, improved matchmaking, cooperative online campaign play,
woo-hoo!
And all new warfare mode and more. And some exclusive Xbox 360 features are new characters, a two-player split-screen mode, and 5 additional maps are provided for the Xbox 360 experience. And if you're wondering, well, what do you mean new characters? Well, this game's actually already been out on the PC and the PS3 for some time. So these are things that are exclusive to the 360 release. So,
and I think the PS3 is kind of getting the short end of the stick. Yeah, they've had this game for a couple months now, or month and a half. But they don't get
they're not getting split screen
fix.
Yeah,
they don't get co-op, and they don't get these new maps. Right? There's some new maps.
I think they got to pay for the maps.
Oh. See, and we get it for $59.99. So, I guess patience is rewarded for some fanboys of Unreal Tournament 3.
Works for me.
So that'd be cool. Yeah, not bad at all.
So this has an overkill date of July 7th, and check our show notes for more information.
Well, Wing, I need to start choosing the features this week because I don't know how I got the short end of the stick on this one. But nothing against the lovely people that create this game that I'm going to talk about. But I think Unreal Tournament 3 is definitely the big release this week.
Well, if you want, okay, why don't you go ahead and take it?
Well, I have a feeling that somewhere in this, it's going to be like next-gen board game. I don't know. But anyways, continuing on, the next game coming out this week and what I'm going to talk about is Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution. And I had just heard of this game today. That's how versed I am in this game. Anyways, Hall of Fame game designer Sid Meier has been called the father of computer gaming with such early hits as F-15 Stealth Fighter. Okay. Brace yourself for this one. This is a huge title. Railroad Tycoon. Whoa. Dude, that's intense. He is the father of computer gaming just with that game. Wow. That and Pirates. I've never heard of that game. But he put computer gaming on the map in 1991 when he delivered Sid Meier's Civilization to the gaming world, launching the quote-unquote God game genre and creating one of the most award-winning and immersive games on the planet. Civilization remains one of the world's top-selling game series with over 8 million units sold, and is recognized by the press as one of the greatest game franchise ever created. In Sid Meier's Civilization Revolution, strive to become the ruler of the world by establishing and leading a civilization from the dawn of man into the space age. Wage war, conduct diplomacy, and discover technologies as you go, head-to-head with some of the history's greatest leaders. Build the most powerful empire the world has ever known. So, Wing, have you ever played any of Sid Meier's games?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
Yeah, I haven't either. So you haven't played...
But Civilization is a huge, very popular franchise.
Oh, really? I mean, obviously, yes. From what this says, yeah.
No, it is. I've heard this game. Everybody's, you know, this is definitely very popular. It's gotten very good reviews. It has been a long-time PC franchise, so
yeah.
This will probably do very well.
Well, hopefully they can adapt it well to the controller, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go through some features of the game. You can choose from 16 civilizations throughout history, from Africa to Germany to America to China, to lead to victory. Defeat a rival civilization and add an exhibit to your Hall of Achievements. Get it? Hall of Achievements. Paying homage to your great accomplishments. You can triple your strength by combining up to 3 units into 1 powerful army and destroy your enemies. When your units win tough battles, they will become veterans and then elites. Choose from a list of powerful upgrades that will give elite units even more strength to dominate in war. Your army wears a distinct uniform representing your civilization, so you will easily see them on the screen as you lead them into battle. All right, here's our favorite here, Xbox Live Play. Up to 4 players can battle as teams head-to-head or have a complete free-for-all online. Auto-matching, ranked games, leaderboards, and achievements Wing.
Woo!
Make the online play more versatile and fun than any previous version of Civilization. Additionally, Xbox Live and some other game console online system, users will be able to download multiplayer maps and scenarios post-launch. And real fast, Wing, did you see that news story about that Sony person taking a jab at Microsoft?
Yeah, I did.
And did you see that, if I can get that picture in the Enhanced podcast, I think I'm going to throw it up there, but the new PlayStation trophies and all that stuff, it looks exactly like Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's just slightly different, and it's black, and you have a little trophy instead of... It's retarded. But anyways, we can't spend too much time on that. But all I have to say, Sony fanboys, 2.4. All right. Custom made for the console. Developed from the ground up to take advantage of the hardware, Civilization Revolution introduces an intuitive control scheme, advanced physics, cutting-edge visuals, 5.1 surround sound, and the nonstop action that console fans have been craving. No next-gen yet. This game must not be a next-gen game. Newcomers and longtime fans. Guided tutorials teach the necessary tools that will put you on the fast track to global dominance. And this is pretty interesting. Each week, a new map will be highlighted that you can compete in. Finish the game with the highest score you can achieve and have it posted to the Civ Game of the Week leaderboard. So, all right. The overkill date on this one is 7/7/2008. So I'm sure this game is probably going to have a pretty big following if they're big Civilization fans. So, you know, it might be worth a check out. It sounds a lot like a glorified Age of Empires.
Yeah, you're in the right arena with that.
So, you know, something to maybe think about renting. I know that I'm saving my monies for different other games, and yeah, it's going to be good.
Rock Band.
But, all right, Mark, why don't you lead us off? We'll probably take a joint deal on this last game coming out.
I don't even think we even need to go into this one because I don't think anybody really cares. Basically, okay. Beijing 2008, the official video game of the Olympic Games in Beijing 2008.
Woo! Dude, I'm excited about this game. Don't say nobody's excited
Overkill
about it.
Overkill date, 7-8, 2008. Check our show notes if you really want information on it. All right. That wraps up our features. Nah, it's just, I could care less about this, but if there's anything you want to share.
The only thing that I want to add is that it releases on my birthday, so. The only thing I need to
guess
add.
I know what you're getting for your birthday.
Please. I'm going to get a box back with Viva Pinata and Party Animals.
And it returned to sender. So like, happy
and then
birthday.
A message. A message that says, thanks for the message pad.
Yeah.
But anyways, yep. So, I don't know. I mean, I think that I've tried a couple Olympic games in the past, and I don't know. I'm really into the Olympics, so I might just game fly this or, you know, rent it just for the fun. I mean, just to see what it's all about and kind of get into the Olympic mode. But anyways, yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody really cares about it. You're right. But all right. I think that's the first game we've successfully blown off in our feature.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, achievement. Ding! anyways, so, we're going to keep moving on, and, our friend Brun, BJSick33, has a new Xbox Live, arcade review, so let's hit it.
Get your Microsoft points ready. Let's see what's new on the marketplace.
Hello, everybody. It is Brun, a.k.a. BJSwick33, coming back for another installment of the XBLA reviews. And this week, Xbox Live brought us Soul Calibur from Namco Bandai. And just a few things while I was trying this out. The graphics look really good. Sound isn't the best quality, but the graphics look great, and it seems, after reading up on it, it's because they, you know, worked on them to support HD resolution. Says up to 1080p, but the thing that I noticed is that it only takes up part of your screen. It's not stretched out, let's say, for, you know, a full screen. What you have is, like, pretty much like a wallpaper behind the normal section, so kind of cut everything off. I didn't cut it off, but as far as my screen, it didn't take up the full TV. You get 19 characters, and it is basically like a 3D fighter. Now, I am a big fan. I like the 2D fighters, like a Street Fighter. I'm not really into the 3D fighter, so it kind of took me a little while to get used to it. Something I did notice about the controls is you do use both analog sticks, one to move around, and the other one does like the jumping, where the buttons are your attacks. It, as far as multiplayer, it's one and two player. I looked at it, and it seems like the multiplayer is local multiplayer. It doesn't seem to be live enabled. I'm not 100% sure on that, so, you know, don't quote me on that one. But it is available live, on live right now for 800 Microsoft points. And for all the Soul Calibur fans, I'm pretty sure you're going to like it. So get out there and give it a try. And that's all I got for this week. And you can read the blog of this review on thisxboxlife.com. So I'm going to hand it back over to Kyle and Wing, and next week I'll have a special presentation of HD DVD versus Blu-ray, so check back so I can, you know, make the show at least 20 minutes longer. So talk to you guys later. Bye.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialist, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
Get your notepad ready. It's time for the Xbox Tip of the Week.
All right, well, this tip is coming from you, courtesy of Ala Jahada. He asked us in the forums how to get this particular achievement, so we scoured the inner tubes, looked under our desks. I even searched behind my Xbox 360. Hey, and what do you know? I found the answer. He wanted to know how to get the achievement involving the image system in Battlefield Bad Company. The name of the achievement is called Catch the Bad Moment, and it's worth 15 gamer score. This can only be done on live. You need to take 3 pictures using the image system. Now, once you're in a multiplayer game and you're shooting at someone, press up on the D-pad 3 times and the achievement will unlock depending on the quality of the picture. Kind of like the Dead Rising camera. This must be done in ranked online matches. So there you have it. I didn't even know this game had an imaging system built into it.
I didn't know either. And you have the game, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Nice. Very nice. All right, well,
I don't even have this achievement yet.
Do you think, real fast, do you think I should go rent it? We can play some co-op, or if it even has co-op?
I don't think it has co-op campaign.
Well, then.
The multiplayer, I would rent it just to try out the multiplayer.
Okay. I was thinking about just playing through the campaign because I heard it was kind of funny.
It is funny. I actually really liked it, and I'll probably go through a second time.
Okay.
I thought it was funny. Some people think, you know, it's stupid funny, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we actually, I think, have a comment about that in our community update. But all right. Well, there you go. And I'm sure you're going to go do that now, aren't you, Wing?
I'm going to have to in just a minute.
All right, we better hurry up then. So before you forget about it. All right, let's head to our community update then.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's community update.
Well, to start off our favorite section in this Xbox podcast, we have a question from Ala Jahada about Battlefield Bad Company. So, he says, okay, well, I have a great question. What do you think of Battlefield Bad Company, or BFBC, taking you kind of out of the game with Metal Gear Solid 4 did when it was talking about destroying a server and the president was talking about online gaming and was like, no, my online server for playing games is gone. Do you think that takes you out of the game or not? Oh, and by the way, that voicemail was me who was yelling, yeah, for Xbox Podcast. What can I say? I'm a dedicated fan.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that last statement. But, Wing, since you kind of played Battlefield Bad Company and enjoyed the humor on it, I'm going to go ahead and let you answer his question or give your opinion on it first.
You know, for the life of me, I don't even recall this part of the game. I don't even remember this. I have thought about it. I'm like, where is this? What part is this even coming from?
Well, I think what he means is that the whole cutscene part, it's kind of equated to Metal Gear Solid 4, when the cutscenes for Metal Gear Solid 4. Like, basically, do you think all the I think
right. I think
is,
he's saying in Battlefield Bad Company, when they were talking about destroying a server and the president was talking about online gaming.
No.
I don't remember that even in the game. I don't remember that in Battlefield Bad Company. So either I really was tired or missed it or, you know, I don't know. I never saw a point where Battlefield Bad Company took me out of the game. It was funny. It was humorous. I had a really good time with it. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to pay more attention, I guess, next time. I mean, I was watching the dudes doing the doing the a couple times while the one guy's talking to someone, this lady on the radio, the other two guys in the background are doing rock, paper, scissors and stuff. And I mean, it's just funny. It was a really funny game, and I was really impressed with that part of it. It really made me, you know, enjoy it. So,
I think I need to get this game, and it's on my list to rent. But I liked the, and we didn't talk about it on the show, but I liked the trailer that's making fun of Gears of War, and the guys like running. Could you ever see that Gears of War trailer where that lady's singing, or that guy? I don't even know, but it's like that song, and then he's like running through, and then he sees that, you know, huge monster, and just it cuts right there. Did you ever see that Gears of War, Battlefield Bad Company making fun of Gears of War trailer?
I saw that trailer, but that one didn't make sense to me.
Well, that's based off of Mark Phoenix or whatever his name is. This is how much I know about
Marcus
Gears of War.
Phoenix.
Yeah, Marcus Phoenix. He was like running through this like beaten path, and you know, fires everywhere, and that song's playing in the background, and he like runs into this building and he sees this huge monster, and then it just all goes black and it's like Gears of War, blah blah blah. But it would have to make sense, and I laughed because I saw that commercial like 500 million times. So but yeah, it's I think that so do you think, one final question, do you think that the humor meshed well with the game and it went well? It didn't seem like too outdone.
No, I really liked
too
it.
Too overdone.
I thought it was a funny game, and you know, I knew going into it that this was not a serious shooter. This game was designed to be humorous and fun. So
right.
You know, it didn't hit me like, oh, this is so stupid, this is retarded, because I knew this is the type of game it was meant to be. They wanted it to be
corny.
Yeah,
I mean, even on the logo, on the grenade pin, it has a little smiley face.
Right,
I mean,
and
come on.
They're on there. Throughout the game, you'll see that logo. Their grenades that are on their uniforms has a little smiley face pin on them, too. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, the storyline is stupid, you know. It's very unrealistic, but it was over the top, but it was fun. I really thought they did a great job with it.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah, I'll definitely have to check it out. Maybe we can play some on multiplayer.
Yeah, that'll work.
So, all right. Well, we don't have any frappers. But first, before we head out to the head out of here for the episode, I want to thank Cashfly, who provides all of our bandwidth. Cashfly.com. We love you guys over there. Thanks for giving all of our listeners speedy downloads. And, guys, if you have anything you need to get out to the masses quickly and minimal wait times, just check out Cashfly, cashfly.com, and tell them the Xbox Podcast guys sent you. So, Wing, why don't you talk about our Twitter real fast?
Well, we do have a Twitter account, and it's on our main page. And you can also, if you have a Twitter account, you can also watch us. And, we basically use this to announce episode releases, beat up the hosts, matches, or anything else we feel like telling you about. The account name is Xbox Podcast with no spaces in the name. And basically, like right now, we are saying episode 62 is released, or 63 was released.
Yep.
And it'll probably get changed tonight to say there's no beat up the host on July 4th because everybody will be out. So,
party.
That's Twitter. But we have a couple phone numbers, don't we, Kyle?
Yeah, and I'll take the first one real fast. Like Al Jahada mentioned in his question, it was him that was on the voicemail. So thank you for calling in, and hope you like the airtime on the show. If you want to just leave us a voicemail, or you can even leave us a fax if you want us to get an image or something and you didn't want to post it on our forums, you can call this number. It's going to be 206-203-1392. And that's a Seattle number, I believe, area code. So standard long distance rate supply. But you can ask us anything in the show as long as it's appropriate, and we'll answer it for you or talk about it. So, and Mark, why don't you tell us about our other number that we got?
Well, the other number, if you just want to maybe listen to our show on your cell phone, well, maybe if you're commuting on a train or something like that, like I do every day, or if you're at the office and you're bored, you know, just put your phone on speaker and dial. You can dial one of two numbers. You can dial 712-318-9269. That will take you directly to our latest episode. Our toll-free number is 866-647-8182. And then you'll have to select option two for Xbox Podcast.
All right. Well, I think that's it. We tried to keep it a little short show, again, in honor of Major Spork, but we ended up being about 50 minutes. So, everyone, I hope you enjoyed your July 4th weekend, since this will be out probably after July 4th. Hopefully you guys didn't party too hard, or hopefully you guys enjoyed the fireworks and didn't do things too illegal. But
We don't want to see you on YouTube.
Yeah, America's Most Wanted, July 4th edition or something like that. I don't know. But, Wing, that's all I got. I'm looking forward to Rock Band 2. We could have just talked about Rock Band 2 the whole show, but...
Maybe we'll do that next week.
We all should. Right. But why don't you take us out of here, Mark?
Well, that is the conclusion of Episode 64. You can send us your questions, comments, complaints, pictures of your cat and your dog, I don't care. Send them to contact@xboxpodcast.com, or you can hit us up on our forums at xboxpodcast.com/forums. This is Mark, Wingman 709. I'm taking off to watch the fireworks.
And this is Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow, and I'm not too upset that there's no track creator in Rock Band 2. See you guys.
Happy birthday, United States.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.